Now, it seems like the busier you are, the more successful you are. But could doing too much actually be hindering your productivity? Matt Lumsdaine is an executive productivity coach who specializes in helping busy people focus on what really matters and get more done. He joins us now on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, yeah, great. Great.
Feeling productive today?
I am. I'm ready to get into a full week.
Yeah.
Let's use the word busy. I don't think that's helpful, but I've got a full week ahead.
Full week. I like that. I like that. It's definitely more a positive term. Yeah, so I guess starting off, from your experience, you've had 25 years experience in the IT industry. What kind of working patterns have you witnessed? Are some of us just trying to get too much done?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question in my mind that there is this sense of, we're trying to get too much done, and it's more these days, it seems, about quantity than quality.
Mm.
So I think it's quite a problem for us. This sort of constant, always on, always seem to be busy. It's a pattern that's evolved over quite some time. So I've been teaching people to be more effective in this space for a long time.
Mm.
And even as few as 3 or 4 years ago, one of the questions I'd ask people, for example, is how much time they spend on email or how many emails they're getting.
Yeah.
And even a few years ago, people were getting 20 or 30 emails a day and they thought that was a lot. It's not uncommon now for people to be receiving 100 or more emails a day. Now, that's just one indicator, but boy, that's
Jeez.
A lot of time spent on just stuff coming in.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Crazy numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not quite there yet as a student, but 100 emails plus a day is just, I can't even fathom that kind of responsibility or how do you even prioritize, you know? But what would you say, you know, would we produce better work if we gave ourselves permission to slow down? Is it on us? Is it on the organizations we work for?
It's a good question. The first simple answer is yes, we would do better work, I believe, if we allowed ourselves to slow down. I think what happens when we're so busy is that you end up doing, it's like being a deer in the headlights. It's just almost like a state of shock or a state of stress. And we just end up trying to do everything. And as a result, we don't give much attention to everything. So we're not doing things as well as we could. Now, as to whose responsibility it is to manage this, I think it's twofold. Definitely we have to take some responsibility ourselves, and that is doing things like stopping and having a look at the way you're working, for example, consciously working away from your inbox for periods of time so that you can focus, managing your systems so that you can prioritise. You alluded to that before when you said it's very hard to prioritise when you're getting so many emails and people don't manage them well, so they'll have things they have to do, reply to emails in the inbox. They'll have a list somewhere of things to do. They'll have things in their calendar that they have to get around to. So they're not managing all of their to-dos or their actions very well. Did I just say they? I should say we, because I include myself in this. It's hard to prioritise, and we end up doing just everything. But can I say for the organisation, in terms of the responsibility the organisations we work for have, there are different cultures out there. I've seen very many different approaches to this. The organisation as a whole does need to take responsibility for less busyness, protecting the people that work there from the unnecessary urgency and busyness. But it's not something a CEO or an executive can say. They can't just say, I've seen them say this. I've seen CEOs tell the people that work for them to do less, to spend less time online, to turn their computers off. But it doesn't change much.
Mm.
We've each got to do it ourselves, take responsibility for our own focus, our own productivity.
Right. And, you know, there have been trials about this. A New Zealand company earlier this year trialled a 4-day working week, and they actually found that productivity had increased in the 4 days by 20%, and there was no drop in the total amount of work done. What do you think of this model? I mean, if you think back to the 1800s, people were working 80-hour weeks plus, and we have gone down to five days. But do you see this occurring in the future?
I think it would. I think there's a lot of merit in it. I do indeed, because we don't get much downtime, and without the downtime, we just can't do our best work. I mean, the word recreation is actually doesn't mean just sitting around. It's actually recreation. Mm. We need downtime to then be able to approach work at our best. And so I think less time spent in the office, less time working could very well lead to a greater, getting more traction, more cut through, because we have to be more efficient. You're probably way too young to remember this, Julia. I don't know if you ever have been in the workforce or university or anything without email.
No.
So I remember my first email. I'm much older than I sound, obviously. But I remember my first email, not the content of it, but I remember the feeling of getting this email, and it felt so exciting. You know, it was really, here was technology that was going to really help us. Mm. And it has. It does help us get more leverage. But what's happened is that over the years, it's crept up and crept up. I got a couple of emails the first week it was turned on, a couple of emails a week. You didn't need to learn to manage the technology then.
Sure, sure.
Whereas now, if you're getting 50 to 100 a day, you've got no time to do your work or to focus. So if you can, look, I think if we had spent less time at work, address the issue of overload, noise, you know, not just emails, but all the stuff that sort of bombards us. I think we'd be more effective.
Mm. And we definitely have those creative ideas when we have time and we're doing nothing and we're bored, I guess. Just being able to be bored for a bit is necessary,
There's a lot of evidence for that, yes. Mm. Mozart was said to have, I'll paraphrase it, but he basically said when his symphonies came to mind when he was walking in the woods or having quiet time, he didn't work it out in his office.
Sure, yeah.
He'd have his creative moments when he was at rest, so to speak. When the mind is at rest, it then has an opportunity to be more creative.
Mm. Well, Matt, that's all we have time for, unfortunately, today, but it'll be an interesting area to watch to see where we go. Maybe the 4-day working week will be the answer. Who knows?
I'm all in favour of that, Julia.
All right. Well, Matt, have a good day, and best of luck with your full week ahead.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Julia. Bye. That was Matt Lumsdaine, an executive productivity coach who specializes in helping busy people focus on what really matters and how to get more done. And you are listening to The Daily, where we are very productive this morning with a lot of great content. If you did miss that interview, you can head on over to our website, to ser.com, for the full podcast. And I hope you're off to a productive and great start to your Monday morning in the most healthy way possible.